Current State on 90.5 WKAR. A hotly debated change involving abortion insurance in Michigan takes effect today. The new Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act bans insurance companies from offering coverage for the procedure as a standard part of a policy. Persons wanting the coverage will need to purchase a separate rider for their policy. Supporters of the law say people who oppose abortion should have the right not to have their premiums underwrite the procedure. A majority of the GOP-led Michigan legislature agreed with that position last December and passed it along party lines. Now, opponents blast the measure for several reasons, but mainly because it will effectively limit access to abortion. No private insurance company currently has plans to offer the abortion riders. For now, that limits coverage to a handful of employer-sponsored health plans. Here to help us understand this change is David Waymire. Dave joins us as a spokesman for the Michigan Association of Health Plans. Hi, David.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Just fine. At the top, give us an idea what health plans are members of this association, the Michigan Association of Health Plans.
Virtually every health plan in the state that is not Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is a member of the MAHP. So that would be HAP, the Health Alliance plan people, Priority Health, large companies like that that have stepped in and are providing lots of competition and opportunities for people to purchase health insurance around the state.
Has your association adopted a position on this new law?
No, the association stays out of the abortion issue and has chosen not to get involved in it historically or in this one. We're just trying to provide some factual information to people like you who are interested in learning more about it.
Well, what is the situation right now, if you can maybe go a little bit deeper with us? Who is offering this coverage? Who will be offering these riders, and who can get it and who can't?
Well, interestingly enough, it appears from our conversations with companies that most of the companies that are part of the Michigan Association Health Plan family were already offering this service as a rider only. So there's really no change for most of the customers that will be working with the Michigan Association Health Plans. It is my understanding, however, that Blue Cross did include more generalized voluntary abortion coverage in many of their plans. So if you are a Blue Cross customer, there may be somewhat of a change. But the interesting piece that is coming out of this is the cost of the policies that are out there are this rider will be extremely, extremely small. I mean, I'm hearing from anywhere from just a penny a month to 30 cents a month, which is, you know, relatively small amounts. And so if women are interested in having this coverage, or men, or fathers, or husbands, for women and their families, it should be pretty easy for them to approach their employers and say, hey, we'd like you to offer this, and I know that in our company, if we get approached, we certainly will consider it.
But if Blue Cross Blue, but you did say Blue Cross Blue Shield is offering the riders as well.
That's my understanding. Yes.
Okay. So
previously Blue Cross had, as my understanding, had included it kind of as part of the package because it's, like I said, relatively small cost.
I'm also wondering here, David, if insurance companies realize there may be some unsatisfied demand for these riders, couldn't we see more of them begin to offer it? And are any members of the MAHP discussing that?
You know, I think the companies have made their decisions in the past based on what they see as need and the value of the product. I mean, again, the cost of it indicates that it's a relatively low-cost procedure and that there really are not that many abortions that are covered by insurance or haven't been covered by insurance in Michigan earlier. I know Dave Eggert from the Associated Press pointed out that
it's just over 3%. Yeah.
739. So it's really rather interesting, Mark. This was sort of a tempest in a teapot in some ways in terms of its real impact. And one of the things that I walked away from this with personally was, gee, it would have been really nice for the legislature to hold one single hearing on this issue. There was never even one hearing held by the Senate or the House so that some of these facts could have come out, some of these prices could have come out, and perhaps we would have had a more factual discussion of this rather than a lot of the emotional heat that really didn't provide too much light on the subject.
It might also be worth pointing out that federal law requires that Medicaid cover abortion in the case of rape or incest, correct?
Yeah, so you have a situation where low-income women who are on Medicaid actually have an additional benefit that maybe some other women who are buying insurance in a private market will not. The other piece that's pretty important for people to realize is that those are companies are offering this through their general plans, but not through the exchange. If you're buying individual coverage or family coverage on the exchange, it's the federal law already made it very difficult, virtually impossible, for companies to offer coverage for abortions. People who are buying through the exchange will not have that coverage.
But just how much, in your view, does this new law change things?
Really, not that much. I mean, that the ban on the federal the ban on the abortions through the exchange was passed through the federal government. So this really doesn't change very much at all in a lot of ways. What it may, in fact, do, however, is make women who were unaware that their employer didn't have a rider, or whether they did have a rider, they may be able to go to their employer, ask for coverage, and those employers may be able to step up and provide that coverage. So at the end, you may end up having more women covered through the rider than they were before.
Well, we want to thank David Waymire, who is a spokesman for the Michigan Association of Health Plans. We've been talking about Michigan's new Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act, which takes effect today. Thanks, David.
My pleasure.